Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on July 8th. On this day in 1776, "Let Freedom Ring" was more than just a song lyric. That's when the Liberty Bell famously tolled to summon Philadelphia citizens for the first reading of the Declaration of Independence. Technically, the Continental Congress had declared independence on July 2nd, and the text of the Declaration was approved on July 4th, but the actual document didn't come back from the printer until July 8th. 246 years ago today. Surprising fact, the Liberty Bell continued to be rung annually on George Washington's birthday and the 4th of July until 1846, when its famous crack became so large that it was deemed unsuitable for ringing. However, it was still tapped on occasion, including June 6, 1944, to mark the Allied invasion of Europe. Also on this day in history, in 1918, writer Ernest Hemingway was wounded during World War I. In 1960, CIA pilot Francis Gary Powers was charged with espionage by the Soviet Union. And in 1994, North Korea dictator Kim Il-sung, grandfather of current leader Kim Jong-un, died. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.